Oh my god, that was just as it recorded.
Did it? Oh, so I got that.
Yeah.
Well, Shane's gonna edit that out, isn't he?
Okay, we'll edit that out.
Because that'll be that's not the word I'm gonna say you wanna start a podcast with.
It's fucking Belgian in this house down.
No, you what?
It's real meaty one as well.
But we'll cut the intro slide and just be like
I'd be real listening on their way to work.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
I've got to put the earphones in.
That's fine.
You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
This is us now, isn't it? Doing our little podcast.
Doing the pod.
And you're just back from work.
I am.
So it's Mother's Day today
as we're recording. Mother's Day.
And you work in a pub.
I do.
Or should we call it a gas? Is it a gastropub or is it a pub?
It's a pub.
And you were saying to me before you left, what were you saying? You said that they had like stuff on, so that there was a cocktail. What was the cocktail?
Literally just a mimosa. It wasn't.
Oh, sorry.
No, it was literally just a
mimosa. But was that not a Mother's Day special?
Yeah, but like it wasn't like a mamosa. That's what they should have called it.
Oh yeah,
mamosa. There, see that?
They're not paying you enough. Mamosas,
mamosas.
And then they were giving away. Was it a raffle?
Yes,
tickets for.
I call them the Dirty Birds, did I? That's not their name.
You say come down to the pub and you can have a mamosa.
Mamosa, yes.
And you could win tickets for Dirty Birds.
Yes, that's what I said.
Sorry, what? Dirty Birds?
I still don't understand what's the big deal. Dirty Birds, Dirt Birds. Like.
Okay, so the Dirt Birds are two women. They might be a little bit older than me, but I think they... like.
Sorry.
Just putting in context.
Seems unnecessary, but...
They are a little bit, I said a little, I didn't say, they're a little bit older than me. And I think they originally did stand up. Now, I never met them doing stand up, but they do sketches together and under the name Dirt Birds. I don't know if it's the, no, I think it's Dirt Birds.
You don't see like you no, don't okay, know
no,
the name
okay,
is.
No, it's Dirt Birds. So in Dublin, do you know the saying Dirt Bird?
Clearly not.
Yeah, but you'd say like someone's a dirt bird if they did something, not like dirty, but if they did something like, if they did something rank.
You'd call them a dirt bird.
Yeah, like if like, they...
Can you call women like a dirt bird?
Well, you can call... It's non-gender specific.
Oh, okay.
Specific?
Or specific. It's women.
Okay. Specific.
Specific.
So it's... what kind of thing would you... would someone do to be a dirt bird? Oh, if say like if they got a roll, they got a roll in like Costco or something, and they came out and they dropped it on the ground, and they just picked it up and they ate it, and they didn't think anything of it.
That's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Yeah, you say, oh, dirt bird. Now it can be, yeah, it doesn't know. It's not always things like that. It can be sexual things as well, like oh, dirt bird, but. Anyway, it's a Dublin saying, dirt bird, right? It'd be usually for like, oh, you caught someone picking their nose and eating it. Oh, dirt bird, right? But so when you said dirty birds, to me is dirty. Do you know? Like,
but like what you just explained was, like if someone eats a roll off the ground, that is a bit like...
No, but dirty birds like, oh, dirty, dirty, dirt. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Did you get me?
I guess.
Anyway, did anyone win the tickets?
I think so. I didn't actually get to hear who won it. But I presume.
Somebody did. Oh, but it's not, you left before close.
Yes.
Was it mad busy, was it?
It was mad. Man busy.
Man
busy. Everyone bringing their mammy out for dinner.
So yeah, what was the vibe? Was it mams and families?
There was a lot of people wanting, like it was like the mam trying to pay for stuff and everyone be like, no, no.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was a lot of that. It was like, oh, cash or card? And you'd be like, and they'd be like, card please. And then you go over and be like, don't let her pay. And they'd like start throwing money at you.
Okay. So but you know, why was the mam trying to pay? Of course, they're not going to invite her out.
For dinner.
And then make her pay.
Yeah, do you want to come out? Yeah, do you want to come out for Mother's Day? And then you buy the kids two black currants, and the mom and that mom's trying to pay. You're like,
no, that's only Mel messing. That's only Mel messing. That's
yeah.
So how are the vibes? Good vibes or bad vibes? Medium vibes.
Vibes. I was just busy.
Mom vibes.
Mom, there was a lot of mom vibes.
Yeah,
like I'd say, like 80% of the people were probably moms.
Well, it was Mother's Day, so yeah. I'd say that's, I'd say you're probably right.
Mom vibes.
Well, I went down to my mother, your grandmother.
Yes.
And did you see? I got her flowers.
Yes.
And I just got her a voucher for Dunn's because she likes Dunn's.
That's kind of akin to getting someone a Tesco voucher, like.
No,
it's
but
slightly it, better, no. But still fish.
But she likes Dunn's. She likes.
Yeah, she likes
getting the few little bits in Dunn's.
She likes a few things more than Dunn's down there, let's be honest.
She's very hard to shop for, so I was like, oh. And it wasn't about me just getting it this morning. That's not what it was about. It was about trying to get her something that she'd use. Because, see, in the past, we've gotten her vouchers for things and she just won't use them. She doesn't like spas.
Mm.
I mean, like, places to go.
I copped that. Do you know? It may have been a long day at work, but I copped that you meant the place.
Oh, she doesn't like,
I want that done.
She doesn't like getting, like, massages or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. She's not into makeup. What else isn't she into? But you know what I mean? She's hard to buy for. So
she's really hard to buy for when you just go out in the morning off. And try to scrape together what you can. That makes it a bit difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair. But anyway, maybe she was acting anyway, but she seemed happy enough. And that was about the height of it then. Yeah, I just went and got stuff for lunches. But I never actually got to talk to you about what you got up to last night. What did you do last night?
What did I get up to last night?
Oh. So me and Shane were out. Yes. And you were here with your friend.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
Like hardcore drugs. And
did you do lots of drugs?
Yeah, like at least five.
I thought that maybe there have been drugs taken because when we came in, you were downloading FIFA on the telly. This is taking a turn. I don't know. It's just whenever I see someone downloading something off the telly, I'm like, oh, this is taken.
We weren't downloading it off. You don't download FIFA off the telly. Like, we weren't. Go on to Sky Sports and download FIFA. Like,
I'm slagging you about something that I know.
No, you don't.
So where did you download it from?
Well, we just had to update it on Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't downloading FIFA.
I feel so stupid because I was like, ringing loads of people today and say, oh my God, Ellen was downloading off the telly. What a dope.
Yeah, well, you want to bring those people back.
But had you just watched a movie before that?
No, we're
really
just talking shit.
About?
just life.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So no gossip, no scandal. Didn't watch a movie or anything?
No movie. No show.
No show.
We were up until like five. Oh no, we did. In front. Okay, I lied.
Oh.
We watched... Do you know Riverdale?
Riverdale, yeah, I know. Yeah, go on. I know it.
It's really bad. Like, horrible.
It skipped me by, but go on anyway.
Yeah, first season was like grand. Second season was like pushing it. Just got progressively worse, whatever.
Yeah.
And we decided that we were going to watch the most recent episode.
Oh, it's still going?
Oh, yeah. Six seasons or something like that.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Oh, yep. Still going. Like, there's people, like, there's characters who are just played by different people now because they obviously, like, fecked off because they're like, this is shit.
Oh, but it's still,
going, yeah. Oh. So we watched, like, the latest episode and obviously, we know no context from the story. Like, because we haven't watched it in
years.
You just
were like, let's start watching
it. Funny, but whatever. But, like, hashtag spoilers alert. But there's, like, they're into magic now. Like
I've never watched it because you see, like, my, like, I know obviously I'm like cool, I'm a cool mom,
cool hip
cool
groove, yeah.
Very young, very cool, yes. very cool,
yes,
is what
cool is the word I
all
guess.
Your friends would say. But when I was growing up, there was like Dawson's Creek, and then there was this other one with basketball was the main thing. I can't remember what that one was called. But anyway, we had those shows. Mm. And then Riverdale, I was like a bit older.
Mm.
And I don't remember watching that. But the only thing I got from it that they were just in high school.
Yeah, like it's based on the Archie comics. And it's supposed to be like kind of like crimey-esque. Like okay. crime solving.
Oh,
like,
bit of mystery.
Yeah, like. Bit of mystery, yes. Yeah. But it's supposed to be like kind of like, you know, pretty vanilla.
But no one's getting killed, are they?
No, people are getting killed. Like the killing is like whatever, but
which so what, killing is whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, like in the program, people get killed all the time, and that's like that's pretty akin to like.
Oh, is there vampires in or something?
No, see, like it's supposed to be like pretty like no supernatural or whatever.
Okay,
that's what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
The first season, it was like a crime. It was a crime. It was like a mystery.
And did you download it from the telly? Is that what you do?
Like you download it when you're downloading FIFA. But now they have like witches. Like one of them has like super strength now. One of them can like see auras, like psychic auras. They've fallen off the wagon a bit.
Okay.
But great fun. I highly recommend watching the newest episode of Riverdale just because it's so insane.
So what series is, did you say six, was it?
Five or six, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you're just watching it and you're like,
did you go through a few episodes?
No, we literally just watched the like most recent one.
Okay.
Like I think every few months, just go in, see what they're at, because it'll be completely different. Like it'll their lives would have moved on tenfold.
And are you watching anything? You're watching Shameless.
I'm watching Shameless.
The
American one, yes.
See, I never really watched the American one because we had the English one.
Yes.
And the English one. Well, no, I have watched a bit of the American one. So it's a bit like that thing of The Office.
Mm.
So, you know, watched all the although The American Office is really good and I have watched all of that. Eventually, I was hesitant to watch it, but I've only watched bits of the American one. But the English one was quite, you probably like it because it was a bit dirty.
Mm.
It was proper dirty, like.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Words, yeah.
No, yeah, just dirty.
Yeah.
But you must, because every time I walk into the sitting room, you're there, hey, and you pause it and you're watching.
Well, it has.
It's longer though, I think.
It's 11 seasons.
Oh, yeah. The English one wasn't as long as that.
Yeah. So, and like 20 episodes a season. No, it's 12. I lie. 12 episodes a season.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, there's always more episodes in the American series of things.
So it's a thick boy, like you gotta.
And is it dirty or?
A little bit.
And what about so you're watching that? It's a little bit dirty. Okay, that's fine. I would prefer
it's 15s.
I would prefer if you ask my permission.
It's 15s. I've watched some 18s, but well.
Oh,
yeah.
Puff queen. What have you watched this 18?
Come on. I don't want to talk about it now. It's kind of.
Did you? What's the crack with this Euphoria thing?
I watched the first season of that. I haven't watched. I'm waiting for it all to come out. I think it's all out now to watch the second season.
Oh, so you can just watch it.
It's quite emotionally draining. Don't think I can wait week to week. I just need to watch it.
Yeah, because
one.
I was saying to, you know, my mate Martha, Martha Gilheaney.
Name drop.
She, I was saying to her that I'd watch the second series of Love is Blind because I watched the first series. Mm. That was back when I was in the office in work. And I was like, oh, do I want to watch this or whatever? And I was like, no, I do. Wasn't as juicy as the first one, but I was like, I want another show that's like no offense to Shane, but I just want a show I can watch on my own.
Mm.
Like that he won't watch Love is Blind. Mm. It's too.
Too shit.
Yeah. It's too shit for him. So, but she said Euphoria, but then I saw other people saying it was quite dirty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pure dirt, is it?
What?
Pure dirt.
But like, I'm still kind of unsure about the meaning.
No, I think if your mother asks you, is it pure dirt, you should just say, oh yeah, because if you say no, it's a bit dirty, but not too bad. And then I watch it and I think
but
it's
no,
pure
see,
dirt.
I'm saying that I don't really understand what you mean by dirty. Like, I don't think we've really grasped the true like Oxford Cambridge Dictionary meaning of that yet. And just like, so I'm kind of apprehensive to give you a straight answer.
Okay, fair enough, Grant.
It's about a drug addicted teen, so it's pretty.
And are they in high school?
Pretty heavy, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I hear someone on the stairs. Okay, Grant. Well, maybe when you watch, I think what I'll do then is I'll watch the first series, and then when you're ready to watch the second series, we can watch it together.
Yeah, totally. Great idea.
No, you can watch it on your own. That's fine. And then what's going on with... Sorry, just itching my chin. What's going on with college then? What's happening there?
Just vibing.
Vibing and thriving?
Vibing and thriving. I got an email the other day and I got a bit... Do you know when you get an email and you get like a bit too happy, like too soon? Do you know that kind of way? Like you read the first half and you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. It was like, your tutorial's cancelled. And I was like, yeah. I was like, due to sickness. I was like, oh. Oops.
And then
I
was like, oh. And then in the same brackets, severe sickness. No. And you're like, oh, God.
No. My friend was beside me and she, like, just out of coincidence, she also had an email that was like, tutorial cancelled. She's like, yes. And there was like, debt in the family. Like, oh. Like, you gotta be...
It's bad. They gotta lead with that.
They gotta
first.
Lead with that. Like, don't get too happy.
They have to
like,
say, "Bladdy, bladdy, blah, sickness."
Yes.
So because of that,
thing cancelled.
And when is that? Is that Monday?
No, it was last week.
Oh,
that's the big college news. Is one of my tours got cancelled? It was great.
Yeah, that's nice though.
It is nice.
Yeah,
it's at lunchtime as well. So
I do like when stuff gets cancelled.
You do like when stuff gets cancelled, don't you?
Yeah. But look at me and Shane. We went out last night.
He's back at 2 a.m. Unbelievable.
But,
unbelievable.
But the clocks.
Unbelievable.
The clocks. So we got in the taxi. Because I thought we said our goodbyes quite promptly.
Mm. No Irish goodbyes.
So we were at Shane Dan Burns' gig in Liberty Hall. Now he... As far as I know, he is just Shane Byrne.
Mm.
But then when he was doing comedy, there is a rugby player called Shane Byrne.
Mm.
You know, it's quite a common name. So he called himself Shane Daniel Byrne or Shane Dan Byrne. And oh, this is going to get complicated now. So our Shane said he should call himself Shane DeBurne.
Mm.
But that doesn't
SD Burner.
It doesn't seem to be happening yet. So we went to the gig. And we went in on the bus because, you know, we're trying to save the planet little by little. And we went in on the bus and we just got in at 10 to 8.
Mm.
The gig started at 8 and we got a drink. And then the girl behind the bar was like, shit, the bar's not going to be, won't be able to get a drink for another hour. She was like, do you want a double gin? And I was like, hadn't even crossed my mind. You know what I mean? I wasn't like revved for the drink. I was just like, oh yeah, I'll have a drink. So I was like, yeah, actually, yeah, go on, I will, yeah. So she gave me a double and then she was like, and then Shane's like, oh, now I'll get another pint. And then she's like, oh, do you want a tonic? Another tonic. And I was like, yeah, no, I think I better. So I don't know how it happened, but we ended up with all this drink. And but then at the oh, are you timing me? Stop.
Hey, that's me done. Go to bed.
Couldn't get it. Shane went out to get a drink at the break. He couldn't get one. It was too busy.
This is a fascinating story. Can I just replay your story? Yeah. We were on the bus. We got there 10 minutes early. We got a drink. The bar was closing, so we got double the amount of drink. Shane tried to get another drink at the break, but he couldn't.
That was pretty much it.
That's really as good as my tutorial being cancelled.
I know. But you know what it is? Do you know why I'm telling such a boring story?
To lower people's expectations.
To lower people's expectations, yeah. No, because I actually can't remember the last time that we were out together.
Mm.
Can you?
The wedding, Julie and...
Oh, Fred's wedding. Yeah. That was December.
What? Oh, well, there was lots of times you were out on the same night separately.
Oh, sorry, little diary there, keeping track of me. Well, I would be gigging a lot.
Mm.
Not a lot, but he'd be at Shamrock Rovers and I'd be doing an old gig.
Mm.
So, you know. I wanted to ask you, you know, when you're in work today, was my, do you know what I'm going to say?
Go on, I'll let you continue.
My ex, he wasn't an ex, was he there with his mum? Look at your face. You did not know I was going to say that.
No, I didn't.
Do you remember your man?
Remember yes.
I was actually, I don't think I was raging about it, but.
Were you raging about it?
No, but I was annoyed.
Were you? I just thought you were confused.
No, well, maybe I was, yeah. Well, it's very, I mean, all the emotions.
This is like months ago. At least 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And you're still.
So, well, you tell the story.
Well, I honestly have forgotten about it, to be honest. Wait, so, well, yeah, it's someone said that, oh, are you Emma's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, and one of the other guys at the table was like, oh, he used to go out with your mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And they were all like, haha, what age are you? I'm like 18. And he's like, oh, and he starts counting on his fingers or whatever. And that was the big joke. Ha ha ha. That's all that I remember happening.
Yeah, I just didn't appreciate that.
But that someone dated you.
See, the thing is, right, if you go out with somebody like from 20 years ago and after you've stopped going out with them, they should disappear.
Okay.
They should like emigrate or cease to exist.
Mm.
They shouldn't be talking to your daughter in a pub. That's disrespectful, in my opinion. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't seen him again.
Good. That's because I messaged him.
That's when he comes.
No, I didn't message him. I didn't message him. No, but the gig was very enjoyable. And yes, we were back at 2, which isn't even late, but the clocks went forward.
Whatever.
So we did get very confused.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't mean very confused. It's not like we were nearly home. We still couldn't.
Oh, my God. What time is it?
No, I just mean initially when we sat into the taxi, we were like, oh, my God, how is it 2 o'clock? Oh, where gosh. Did the time go? It wasn't that kind of thing. So it was fine. But no, it was very enjoyable, and there was lots of comedy people there, and yeah, it was lovely. Shane,
yeah, it was a little joke.
You know, he loves the comedy people.
Mm.
I think he does.
Don't out Shane.
He enjoys he enjoys the comedy people. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So
comedians, some would call them.
Stop making a show of me.
Or comedy people, whatever you want to call them.
Stop making a show of me, Ella. Stop making a show of me. Right. So, remember before, sorry, there's cereal on the table. I find it really distracting. Remember before we started the podcast? Do you remember back then? Do you remember that? And we were trying to think up names.
Yes.
And I asked people on Instagram, this is just a side note.
Mm.
Do you know when people say, make reference to something on social media?
Mm.
Do you prefer when they say, I asked people on Instagram or I asked Instagram?
I asked people on Instagram.
Okay, grand. Because I feel like, and I'm sure I've said it myself, but when people say, so I asked Instagram, I feel like they're just saying the whole of Instagram and it just sounds a bit much.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I feel like you should even say people that I know and I ask, you know, whatever. So I asked people for names because we couldn't think of a name.
Mm. We had a lovely name, but you didn't like it.
What was that?
Will we see you in the morning?
Yes. Well, right. Well, you have to explain now what meant.
Well, every time when I was younger, well, until I was like 12, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But every time Emma would say goodnight to me, she would say, good night, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite, blah, blah, blah. And then she'd say, will we see you in the morning? But like, she'd pose it as a question. It was unsure. It's like when people say when you're like, oh, see you later. And he's like, what's the thing? It's like, oh, sure. Like, it's like the religious thing. It's like,
usher, please God.
Oh, usher, please God. Yeah, yeah, it's like that kind of a thing, but more sinister. It's kind of like, will we see you in the morning?
I didn't realize until you and Shane pointed out to me how sinister that was. Yeah. That I just popped my head around your bedroom door and go, will we see you in the morning?
I'm like, ah, yeah. like, what are you supposed to respond to that as a 6-year-old? Like, I don't know. Do you know, ma'am?
I didn't realise it was so sinister. I don't know whether a similar thing was said to me when I was younger, when I was going to bed. I know James used to come in to me and he'd say, have you said your prayers?
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah.
But you hadn't. Explains a lot.
Well, sometimes I would say prayers if I was like
eyeing for something.
Well, no, if I was shitting about something. Well, a bit of both, yeah. But no, I had no idea that it was so sinister until it was pointed out to me. So people on Instagram gave, there was loads of good names, wasn't there? And then I think I said to you, oh, how about you're grounded? Because I always say to you, well, not always, but I would say to you a lot.
At least daily, yes.
Oh, at least daily, I always say to you, you're grounded.
Yeah.
So if you say something like, I don't know, you could say anything to me really, couldn't you?
Basically, yeah. If you're making a cup of tea and you go, does anyone else want a cup of tea? And I go, oh yeah, please. You go, oh, you're grounded. any kind of way that I would inadvertently inconvenience you is you're grounded. Or if Emma does something stupid.
Oh, hang on. Okay, come on. Yeah.
Not stupid. Less than intelligently ideal. Let's say that. If I'd correct her, I'd be grounded. If Emma does something like insane and I'm like, Emma, what are you doing? She'd be like, you're grounded. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it is a bit of it's a
term of endearment.
Yeah, it's just lols. But I was saying to you then, I don't remember ever grounding you, but then you said, Oh no, bitch, you have grounded me. Did I?
I think I was grounded one
God.
Personal story. I don't know if I can share it.
But were you grounded?
Yeah, Halloween. Do you remember one year?
What did you do?
Do you remember 1 year at Halloween?
Was this the drugs? Was it?
It's like 7 or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you remember this?
No.
No. I was like having Halloween sweets or whatever.
Should I say yes? I remember.
Having Halloween sweets or whatever. And I was like offering you guys sweets. And I offered you a love heart. Like packet of love hearts.
Yeah.
And I threw it at him. Do you remember this now?
No.
No. You remember this? I threw it at him. But like in a friendly, like, here's some sweets. And it hit him in the eye. And it was like, Ella, why did you hit Shane in the eye? I didn't mean to hit Shane in the eye. And then my Halloween sweets got taken off me and I was grounded for the weekend.
I'm sure you got them back though.
Oh yeah, but like I didn't have them for a week. Do you remember? You have no recollection of this?
No. But maybe you were all hyped up on the sugar. Maybe you were like, maybe it looked real vicious or something.
Literally, was trying to
look at me gaslighting you.
Well, maybe you're not correct, Ella. Maybe that's not how it happened.
Okay, so you're grounded now that you tell the story. I don't remember it.
I was grounded then. I think I wasn't.
That sounds
grounded.
Harsh, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I remember telling my friend that I was grounded, and she's like, why? I told her, and she was like, oh, okay. I couldn't go out and play for like the weekend or whatever.
Okay.
And then I didn't have my Halloween sweets for a while.
But, it's bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was bad.
God.
Or like maybe if,
Scarlet for your ma. Ma's strict. I don't remember that at all. Even though, the way sometimes when someone's saying something back to you and you're like, oh, yeah. Well, I apologise. That's fucking real out of order.
So I didn't want to share the story. I don't want to make you look bad.
That is bad, isn't it? Mm-hmm. God, absolute fucking killjoy.
I don't eat love heart sweets anymore.
Wrecking Halloween buzz. God, that's bad. What did you dress up as?
I don't think that was Jedward that year.
No, you might be a bit younger, were you?
No. Yeah, I can't remember. I think I don't remember.
Well, do you know what? I think to make up for it now, this Halloween, I'll take you out.
I'll take you out trick-or-treating. Yeah.
But anyone can go trick-or-treating. Well, not anyone. Like
a 60-year-old man can't go trick-or-treating. Like,
okay, fair enough.
Trick-or-treat!
No, but you can go. I think if you went around with the boys and you dressed up and you had a bag.
No.
I don't think they're going to refuse you. I think
they'd look a bit weird. Like, I remember
they'd look at you a bit weird, but they just give it to you.
I remember going out when I was like 11 and people were like...
I don't like that. I don't like...
They were like...
I don't like that attitude when you're like 11, 12 and you go out for the last hurrah.
Yeah, I was in like sixth class. I was like, last time, come on guys, let's get some free sweet sweets and watch a movie.
Yeah, I don't like that when people are judgy about that.
Would you rather we were like getting drunk in a field? Like,
maybe they would, yeah. I don't like, yeah, because I remember going around in sixth class.
Yeah.
With a friend of mine. And there was a bit of judgment. Now we probably didn't do ourselves any favours because we dressed up like, it's bad actually when I think about it now. We dressed up in skirts and stuff.
Mm.
Like nothing crazy, but we probably like borrowed some of the sisters' clothes.
Mm.
So when people would ask, so we're just like these kids, just like absolutely dolled up to the nines. Mm. And they're, and people would ask us what we were dressed up as. We'd say ladies of the night.
That's a bit shit.
Yeah, it's a bit shit. I didn't realise what that meant. I just thought that meant...
Ladies who go out at night.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think anything of it. But like nobody... they mightn't have been as generous with us as they would have been like with five-year-olds or something. But I think that we would have got a few looks, but they still would have like... Mm. I still can't believe I ground you.
We can edit that out, Emma. It's fine. We don't need to.
No, I think we have to leave it in. We have to leave it in for the context of who I am, who you are. I think we have to leave it in. But absolutely mortal for me. Now, the only other thing I said to you was, I'm having a brain fart. Oh yeah, I said to you because remember on the trailer we were saying like, I'll learn from you and you'll learn from me or some shit. I can't remember what it was. But we said we were going to tell each other something like, I'll tell you something you don't know and it can be anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies so can I give you my one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more apologies for me.
Okay.
This is actually really bad. Okay. It's not bad. So, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So when you were in... I say junior infants, maybe junior or senior. There was, in my defense, right? There was a boy in your class, he'd broken his arm.
Mm.
And you were like, oh, my arm's feeling a bit dodged. Mm. And I was like, you know, which is like real kid stuff, whatever. And then that boy got glasses.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, whatever, your teacher said to me, she said to me like, on the sly or whatever. She was like, I think Ella's having trouble seeing the board.
Mm.
I think, you know, she might need glasses. And I said to the teacher, I was like, no. I was like, no, sorry. I was like, she's copying your man.
Yeah.
I was like, she tried potentially to get my arm. Yeah. And she's doing it with the eyes now. I said, don't mind her. So I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. She can't pull the wool over my ass. Maybe with the teacher she can. And then it turned out like you did need glasses badly.
This was a junior defense. Yeah. I only got glasses when I was in second class. I went through 4 years.
It was junior or senior because there was boys in your class. There was
boys. 4 years of education. Be like, kid, you're not writing green, please. Can't bloody see that. Like, I'm at the front of the class. And I'm like, sorry, miss. Can you write that in block capitals, please?
So I said to the teacher, like, obviously, the woman is doing the job for years.
Yes.
Like, she probably
She probably saw me there squinting.
She probably is.
Holding my arm as well. It probably did hurt my arm as well. Let's be real. Probably fell on the playground just hanging off by the limbs. Thought I never broke a bone. Clearly did.
So I was just like, no, she doesn't. I was like, oh, she's only So yeah, that's why you didn't have glasses, because
I just didn't think you had an issue.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't. Oh, you didn't? I do remember for a lot of my schooling not being able to see the board until I finally got glasses, but I didn't know that you were the reason.
Oh my God, yeah.
Should have gone to Specsavers. God.
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't. No, but you definitely fancied having, like, okay, obviously the glasses thing was totally, again, it's fucking Halloween all over. Emma's lost the plot. But the arm thing, you definitely did fancy having a cast. Now, obviously, crutches are better than a cast. Everyone knows. Well,
people sign your cast, though.
But crutches, you can have a go.
Yeah.
You can kind of get it out of your system. Yeah. Give it a go, your crutches.
Yes. Can't have a go with cast, like.
You can't have a go with cast. So, yeah, I need to apologise for that as well.
I appreciate that. I really do.
But that worked out in the end.
Yeah, I have glasses. It could have severely hampered my vision, though. Like, that kind of, like, early years could have probably didn't help my astigmatism. Vibes. Maybe I'd be able to see today if I had glasses younger.
Maybe it was senior. Vibes. No, I think it was. Because I don't think they start writing on the board until you're in senior. Did I make that up?
Yeah.
No, maybe it's... They just don't
use the whiteboard.
Maybe it's they don't.
Teachers is there lecturing, like... Up on the podium, like, why would they not be using the whiteboard? Like, she's just up there at the front of the class getting the PowerPoints out. Like, what's the other option?
Oh, Christ. Okay, so what's your thing that you wanted to tell me?
Well, I feel kind of bad now because my thing that I want to tell you is also kind of like apologize to me. Next week, I promise that it'll be like I'll come up with a fun fact.
Okay.
But I feel like I just need to get this off my chest, to be honest.
Oh, God.
So do you remember back...
This is Mothering Sunday and I'm coming across so badly of a Mothering Sunday.
Next week, it'll be like a nice one.
So okay.
Like, yeah, maybe tea or something.
Okay.
Unlikely, but whatever. So do you remember when I had exams? In like November, December, I had college exams.
Yeah.
And like a lot of them were online or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're smiling. And remember when I had one during the day and you were in the house.
Yeah.
And I came into you beforehand.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Emma, I have an exam. Do you mind just like being quiet for the next like 40 minutes? You're like, yeah, of course. So I do my exam.
Yeah.
My first college exam, might I add. And all I can hear from your room is just you. Is you blaring TikTok dances. Just like at full volume. And it would have been okay if you were like watching Love is Blind. Whatever. Because it would have been like a consistent one noise. But this is just like every 30 seconds it would change to a new song. And I was there trying to be like... I was there. It was like it was a psychology exam because I do psychology, and it was like, what part of the brain is responsible for hearing or whatever? And I was like, what part of the brain is that? And then just in the background, I just hear doom doom doom. So do you remember me coming into you?
Yes.
Being like stressed out of my mind and being like, hey Emma, could you stop doing that, please?
That's bad, please. Ella.
The thing that you don't know is that you kept playing TikToks after that.
Did I think I had my headphones connected?
I don't know. Cause I walk into the room and for like a few minutes it stops. Then you get back to it. Like, I just remember being like, oh, whatever. I stood the exam.
Good.
So you didn't actually stop your TikToks.
Okay,
I have exams. I have exams coming up now, so you can kind of redeem yourself maybe.
Okay, so I redeem myself by getting you some glasses cleaner, some love heart. No, letting you throw love hearts at my face, and connecting my headphones.
Yes, that would be ideal. But yeah, next week we'll have something nice about you. We're not going to...
Yeah, well, I think it's good to just...
get these stuff out.
Get this out of the way. Air. Cleanse.
Yes.
Get it out there.
Yes, make sure
we can all... move on.
Yes.
We can. Can't we?
Yeah. Can't we? I think we can move on as long as you, like, don't do it again. For, like, a third time. I think then we can move on. Like, we can kind of move past it.
Okay.
Would be... Yeah, I think we can.
Okay, thanks. Well, look, I feel better now. Who's messaging you?
Oh, no one.
Oh.
No one. I was just checking the time.
Right. Well, I feel better for airing that.
Yes.
I learned from you. I hope you learned from me. So we'll be back next week. Please like. No, we can't like. Rate, review, subscribe. And we'll be back next week. And this just say hello, wasn't it? This just an introduction.
The last one was an introduction.
No, that was just a trailer.
Oh.
No, I mean, we were just chatting. We didn't plan what we were going to say.
Yes. Well, it was all scripted, wasn't it? Our little script.
Yeah, hang on, as I turn my script. Anyway, we'll talk to you. And keep it dirty. Bye.